Item number 22 from the Fiscal and Budget Administrator, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a due diligence report for a vendor permit agreement with ABC Estabrook Inc. to operate a beer garden and optionally make improvements to the Comfort House at Estabrook Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Welcome. Would you please introduce yourself?
Sure. Mr. Chair, committee members, my name is Daniel Lorilla from DAS Fiscal, a fiscal management analyst. Before you is a due diligence report for a long-term agreement with ABC Estabrook to operate a beer garden at the Comfort House Estabrook Park. Just for some background information, in early 2012, an RFP was issued for the operation of beer gardens at various county facilities or various county parks. In April 2012, Parks and ABC entered into a one-year vendor permit agreement to operate a beer garden at Estabrook. That agreement ended in December of 2012. So this agreement before you is a long-term agreement to continue the operation at the facility. And Parks received approximately $80,000 of revenue from this operation in 2012. Yeah, quick summary of the terms here. The term of the agreement is 7 years with two optional three-year agreements. This is a more recent change, so the written report in front of you reflects a different term. That's not changed the recommendation of the report. In terms of termination, ABC can terminate at 180 days notice for any reason. Whereas the county may terminate the agreement if ABC fails to comply with any provisions of the agreement or if they fail to make any significant improvements to the premises after 3 years. Another change is the hours of the concession. It will be open daily from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Last year it was only open until 9 p.m. The commission is unchanged from last year. The county would receive 20% of the gross sales on alcohol and 10% of sales on other items. That in terms of the improvements, ABC is permitted to make improvements to the facility subject to the approval of facilities management and parks, and they must also provide a letter of credit demonstrating that they have sufficient funds to perform the improvements. And to touch on an issue that was brought up earlier related to accessibility for disabled persons, they are required to comply with all regulations by government authorities, which includes the county and also the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act and the Architectural Barriers Act. And the vendor's accessibility plans must be approved by the county's Office of for Persons with Disabilities as well. So in conclusion, based on the changes to the agreement made in consultation with Risk Management, Community Business Development Partners, and Corporation Council, DAS recommends approval of the draft agreement. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
The accessibility issue, is that what the site enhancements are when it talks about the site enhancements that they're going to conduct in this new contract?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, that is part of the site enhancements. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned earlier, there is one section that specifically mentions that the vendor at their own expense must promptly comply with all laws and regulations. So that includes those two federal acts I brought up and also anything that the OPD may decide is necessary for accessibility concerns.
Okay. And how was the seven-year number determined?
That was in negotiations between Parks and the vendor.
Okay. And I see we've had resounding success. Is that in revenue or just population?
Yes, it's been quite popular, and we have received a significant amount of revenue from it.
Okay. What type of beer do they sell?
I defer to
Anheuser-Busch.
Both the parks here.
I'm glad we've gotten to an important question. Bless her.
Chairman, Supervisors, Laura Schlesser from Parks. That would be German beer. Hofbrau.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further questions by committee members? This item is informational. The due diligence report will then move on to item number 23.